This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The shipper of parcels, UPS, recently announced it'll raise its rates by an average 5.9% starting late December. Earlier this year, FedEx said it'll raise rates by the same amount. In both cases, that's a smaller increase than they did last year and a sign that demand for shipping services is coming off the boil. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
People are buying fewer goods than they did during the height of the pandemic. Businesses don't need to store as many products on the shelves. Jason Miller, a professor of supply chain management at Michigan State University, says there's less stuff to move around by truck, boat, or plane.
The tonnage of air freight from Asia to the United States is down 17% from where it was last year. It's actually at the lowest levels since 2017.
As a result, Miller says carriers like UPS and FedEx know there is a limit to how much they can raise prices.
At what point do customers make the decision that they're going to go elsewhere, either the United States Postal Service or one of the regional carriers?
That said, companies are still trying to cover their higher costs for things like wages and energy, says Adi Tomer at the Brookings Institution.
We have seen some upward trends in oil pricing. Trying to break the future on oil is hard, but it's a necessary part of how companies like this prepare for the future.
But Tomer says shipping prices will stay under pressure if consumer demand keeps slowing down. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.